Hey everyone, welcome to Listen to Your Mom podcast. We are so excited. This week we are drinking Witching Hour.
Cheers everyone. To that.
So we want to start out with something we like to call bragging rights or time out mommy. My bragging rights is Saturday, Houston was listening all day and I didn't have to raise my voice once, which was super awesome.
That's a super win. Yeah. Any time out mommies for you?
No, not that I'd like to share right now.
Well, that's impressive.
That's awesome.
Better than I can say.
This week for me, Marin made a major accomplishment. She went up the stairs for the first time, and she's also really accomplishing that whole walking thing, so super excited about that.
Yay.
Laura?
What's...
My bragging rights?
Or timeout mommy.
Yeah, I would probably go timeout mommy. Charlotte is potty training still, and we put her in the car seat and forgot to put a diaper on her, and she peed all over the car seat. And then we got home and we set her on the chair and she peed all over the chair. So that's more of a timeout, Charlotte, I guess.
I think you deserve bragging rights too, because she did take a poop on the toilet this week.
She did.
And she told you she had to go.
Highs and lows of potty training.
Yes.
Awesome. Because Houston has been telling me, but he doesn't actually go. He just likes to flush the toilet. So.
That's awesome.
But he has to put toilet paper in it, which is a crisis right now. We are in the middle of a pandemic.
Does he not know?
He doesn't even know. So, as you can tell by this episode's title, our topic this week is mom guilt. So, how guilty do you guys feel about even starting this podcast?
Like 95% guilty, I would say.
I feel guilty that I'm leaving my husband with the kids every Tuesday.
And they're upstairs.
Yeah, which, they're upstairs right now.
Every single week, like today, I'm like, I'm sorry, Charlotte. Like, I'll play in your princess castle tomorrow.
Yeah,
made you dinner before I left. Have fun.
They're locked in the room with my husband right now, and I had to give them a kiss because they'll be going to bed before I even come upstairs.
So. Yeah, definitely the part I feel most guilty about is bedtime routine and missing out on that.
It's always a special time. I mean, what other kind of things you guys feel guilty about? I know mine is usually self-care.
Your top one is self-care?
One of them, and fear of missing out. I mean, even with friends, I feel mom guilt because I want to be with my kids, but at the same time, I want to be with my friends.
I know, and especially when you see your friends without kids going out and doing all sorts of fun stuff, like traveling to cool places, and it's like...
I would definitely say self-care is... Maybe it's just because we all need it.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like for me over the years, now that Kennedy is almost 5 and Houston's 2.5, like I feel like it's lessened for me to where I'm like, hey, mommy's going to go get her hair done or mommy's going to go get a wax because
that must be nice.
She needs it.
That must be really nice because I am not there yet. I mean, I literally have to take time off of work to go get my hair done so that it's not eating into my Marin time.
You know, I did that this summer. Did I tell you guys about that?
No.
So my mom watches Charlotte.
Yeah.
So I feel like I couldn't even tell my mom that I was going to get my hair done. So I was like, yep, drop Charlotte off at my parents. And actually, my mom came and picked Charlotte up. But Charlotte left for the day. And I like pretended to get on the bus because it was when I was commuting to downtown. So I pretended to drive to the bus stop. And then I... went down to Minneapolis still in my own car and then got my hair done and lied to everyone about it. And nobody even noticed. Like, nobody
like,
was
they
like,
didn't
oh,
realize, like, oh, you came home with new hair.
Right. I was like, everyone's going to know. I'm feeling guilty the whole entire time that I'm supposed to be enjoying my self-care, which is
also... Well, then don't feel guilty because...
It's so hard, though. Like, sometimes I get home and I just want to shower. Like, from work, I just feel gross. I just want to take a shower. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll put Mara in front of, like, the TV, which... Sometimes putting her in front of TV makes me feel guilty, but it's like, I feel guilty for like a 5-minute shower.
Is she old enough that she could like sit in the shower with you? Like, would you ever?
Like physically in the shower?
Yes.
Oh, she would hate it.
Really?
If it was the bath, she would love it. But selfishly, I'm not taking a bath because I hate baths.
Well, can you put her in the bath, like, with, like, an inch of water and, like, just let her play
and
while you shower?
And then take a shower.
Because they're in the bathroom with her.
I've done that.
I don't know. I've never done
it. Do you feel weird showering with her?
She's not going to drown in an inch of
water. I know, she's too heavy. Like, I can't hold her anymore.
But if you set her down, that's what I always did.
Yeah.
Because Charlotte likes baths, so that was my, like,
I just gave them rubber duckies, and they would just sit, like, outside. Yeah, I would put them in front of me so that if, like, I was rinsing my hair, they wouldn't get shampoo and stuff or, like, accidentally get
thoughtful
suds in their eyes.
Yeah, me too. Never
just
thought about it. how badly do you guys just feel like you want to go get your nails done or you want to go shopping? Like, you see everyone else doing all the time, like, all these new little posts, like, oh, got my hair done, got a new outfit, going to hit up the new bar, and you're like, yep, can't go do that because I have a child at home.
With social media, though, like, we see our friends who don't have kids
or
posting or, like, going out. Like, how much do you guys feel guilty about not keeping up with the Joneses, as they say?
I do not feel guilty about seeing my friends posting out. I feel guilty more so, I don't know if it's guilt or jealousy or what it is, but when I see all of the people that do have kids, not necessarily my friends, posting, and it's pictures of them in their matching family outfits or, like, them on their boat on Lake Minnetonka or, like, enjoying family time, and I'm like, we didn't get out of bed till 11 today. Like, we are not doing, like, we just are such pieces of poop.
Well, like, I feel guilty. I mean, I guess you could take it as guilty of, like, the family pictures, like, every 6 months. I'm like, okay, we're lucky if we take pictures, like, once every 2 years.
Oh,
like,
you're...
We still have not done family pictures with Houston since he's been born.
Marin has not had
Houston
one...
Houston does not exist.
Houston is non-existent. Like, I walk into my mom's house, media. And it's just me, Kennedy, and Josh.
Marin has had zero professional photos, and actually, I was just at work today talking to someone about how they were literally going to do a photo shoot for their child for Halloween. And I'm what? Like... And I'm like, see, but you know, do I feel guilty about that?
Do you?
No.
Really?
I don't feel guilty about that, but then it's like, okay, they're doing Halloween photos, and I have not even done, like, one-year-old photos, family photos.
The only thing I feel guilty about it is not documenting the times. Like, that's the only thing I feel guilty about. Otherwise, like, the stress of finding a photographer, finding the family outfits, organizing it all so that my kids are happy when we actually take pictures, I'm like, nope. No thanks. So that's what turns me off from it because I don't want
to
do that.
So you are to the point where you do not care what you see other people posting?
I'm jealous that they have the memories documented.
See, I'm still that's like the at the only point thing. That I like get pissed at Leland because I'm like, why can't we be that perfect family? Like, and oh. I'm like, and I know in my head I sound insane, but I'm
see,
still.
No, I'm like, nope, that was an edited picture.
Good for you.
That's really good because I do not feel that way either. Like, oh, you see people like, I just recently saw someone taking their kids to the water park and I'm like,
Hey, I took my kids to the water park. I didn't take one picture though.
Yeah, but I sorry. Can't,
you've overcome.
I feel guilty that I haven't even done that
documenting
kind of stuff.
Every yeah. waking moment of my life. Yeah.
But
I'm over it.
You know, if you didn't have social media, would you feel that way? Like, would you think Marin is missing out on certain
no,
things?
I honestly think I would feel a lot more satisfied with like day-to-day stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, she's wearing hand-me-down clothes sometimes. And honestly, that used to make me feel kind of guilty because I would see pictures of kids in like their like, you know, $45
but
t-shirt.
You have to remember that's the highlight reel. That's not an everyday thing. That could just be the highlighted or like a celebrity that's
I know,
posting.
But it's so hard to remember that when I'm sitting there in the bathroom hiding from my child, looking at their pictures and being like, wow, their life looks so nice with their three kids. Like, I don't think about
but then
that.
You look at their stories.
Yeah,
if you,
I mean, talking
if
about
you
it
look
now.
At their stories, they're like running around with their kids or their kids are yelling in the background. They're like, oh, sorry for the screaming kids in the background. You have to remember, those are the highlight reels. Like, that's not an everyday occurrence.
Doesn't mean you don't feel
the
guilty about it.
Perfect edited pictures of the influencers that are like, you know, that's their
you
job
mean, my
to
Instagram?
Post.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
that's
yeah,
what we're
you're
referring
an influencer,
to.
Laura.
Yeah. You're an icon.
Yeah, I know. I actually had to deleted my Instagram and my Facebook because I was finding that like I was getting
mom guilt of like
my
checking
own problem
every 5 minutes.
But yeah, also seeing everyone and like I shouldn't be angry that someone else is enjoying time with their children and is like feeling the need to post this.
That doesn't
online.
Take away from your family life.
Right. But I feel when I look at it, I'm not there yet and yeah. I can't get there.
Oh, so I mean, I feel I like when you like see all these people posting their pictures, like Lauren said, I mean, it is definitely the highlight reel of people's life. So I actually have started following people that I think are more inspiring in a sense where it's like, you know, I don't always feel confident with my postpartum body. So I follow people who are super confident and are like always uplifting themselves. And I think that makes me feel happier when I go on social media versus following the people who portray like that perfect lifestyle. Yeah.
I mean, do you guys ever feel like you're depriving your husbands of it? Because, like, Josh is totally off social media.
No, honestly, when I feel like I'm depriving my husband, it's honestly more of, like, the individual experiences with my child. Like, as a mom, I feel like my natural instinct is to try and, like, take over on every single task without ever giving him the opportunity to, like, do it himself.
Or the right way.
Yeah, or like the right way. It's like he's the dad. Like whatever he is doing is the right way for him and Marin, you know. But
that
like
is very
I feel
hard
guilty
to remember.
Oh, but like, and that's something I feel guilty about all the time. It's like it shouldn't matter how he's doing it. Like he's doing it right for them. And he's doing it. Like, that's a win in itself. He wants to be participating. I think that's, like, a natural instinct. And I think it starts even, like, the very beginning. Like, you find out you're pregnant. Like, your mom instinct is kicking in. And it's, like, you're trying to already control.
Call it, like, the nesting. And the
yeah, like, you're already trying to take control of the situation. And it's not even happened. You know, think about when our children are first born. There's things that the dad just cannot do. Like, if you're someone who's choosing to breastfeed or something. That your husband can't do that for you. So it's like you already are trying to take over or do tasks that
interesting because like they had their own childhood. And like for me and Leland, I didn't know Leland at all growing up. And you didn't know Trev. None of us knew our husbands growing up.
No.
So none of us saw like how they were raised. But it's so interesting that like they're willing to take the back seat and kind of let us drive in that situation. Like in that sense, because like, I'm like, no, this is, and I know that I feel bad even saying it, but this is how I was raised. This is what's right. And like,
it's very hard to be set in that mindset of like that stubborn. I feel like it's a stubborn mindset.
Is it?
Thing.
We're all just stubborn.
We are. I feel like we all just like our moms took the lead on that kind of stuff. Like,
but is that just, you know, we did, our moms did, is that something?
But is that like, does that ever make you feel guilty? Like you're not really taking into account the way they were raised and like what might be important to them.
See, because like, we get into fights about it because I'm like, even the way that we talk to Charlotte or like everything, like you're saying, you know, like that, didn't you say like,
I mean,
you,
I definitely correct Josh on some things that he says to the kids or
and,
like,
and then
like,
I'm like, I mean, well, he's used to that. And I'm used to, you know, like my parents coddled me and Leland's parents were kind of
more strict.
Yeah.
And that's how Josh's family is too, is like, cause he, I mean, he has three brothers. So like they
and
had to be more stern
family.
With them
Yeah,
because rambunctious boys. So, I mean, and I have two older sisters, an older brother and a younger brother, but.
And, I feel, very guilty.
But my
about.
Little brother and I were very much coddled, like you said.
Yeah.
Like, we were the babies.
Right.
So, yeah, but, I can definitely see, like, depriving them of that, like.
But it's interesting that they don't.
That parenting.
You know, no,
you know.
I feel like I see it, you know, I feel guilty about even just, like, little traditional things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're starting, I mean, Christmas is a little way away, but we're talking about, like, holiday traditions, and it's, like. Well, we're for sure getting a real Christmas tree. In my mind, that's what we're doing because that's how I was raised. And it's like, well, that wasn't his tradition. And he doesn't really, like, care about that. But my intuition is it's like I'm always going to
because you
revert
give
back
Marin
to what
those
I...
those same traditions.
Right, but,
like
that
kind of
makes me feel guilty because I'm not always even considering, like, what are the things that are important to him based off of, like, how he grew up? Because those are important things, too.
Yeah.
Until you brought it up the first time that we discussed, you know, the mom guilt whole topic, I hadn't really thought about it. Like, depriving Leland of times that he wants to have with Charlotte.
Because, yeah.
And I think,
well, like, something that I have found super important to kind of, I don't know, make up for that is I try and let Trevor, like, kind of guide the things that are important to him. Like, the way he wants to do things with Marin, like, for them, it's bath time. That's their time.
That's
I really
so
try
cute.
To, like, not.
Did you sit him down and ask him?
No, that was just, honestly, it was kind of just, like, an automatic thing. Like, he loves to take a bath. Marin has always loved to take a bath. So, like, it just kind of became, like, after dinner time, before bed, he's like, all right, like, Marin, let's go take our bath together.
That's
and
so
like that.
So much.
And but like that's something that I really try and like step back. I don't even like go in there. I don't like I just let them have that time because again, I find myself being guilty of like trying to overtake tasks. So like I need to let him at least, you know, guide the things that are important to him.
Yeah, I feel like I'm very much a like scheduler and like this is what we need to do at this certain time and Josh is like the fun parent at this point.
Yeah, how does
so like I let him do all the fun things and then I am in just driving the car.
Yeah.
Like,
but you
I
also
just
have
drive
to think
all.
About like what were the things that like, you know, for me it kind of felt natural that the bath time was his thing, because my dad, that was kind of like that my dad's role is like bath time.
Is really interesting.
And so
that is really my dad did story time for us before bed, and I still remember my dad's stories. Like, it was like a tradition. And Leland does bedtime now. And I've never put that together as a thing, but Leland put Charlotte to bed every night.
Yeah,
because they read stories.
Be Josh and I each take a kid. So Josh hangs out with Kennedy and does like a bedtime. I feel like you have to tag team it, or else, like, at bedtime, like, when Josh is
it would take
home,
forever.
It takes so long, because, like, they both have different bedtimes, so, like, I feel like I'm upstairs for, like, 2 hours, because it's I know I am.
See, good for you, though, like,
so, like, I let Josh put her to bed, and then I put Houston to bed, because he goes to bed a little bit earlier, and then when he's upstairs with Kennedy for the night, you know, putting her to bed or whatever, I have a glass of wine or I watch a show. See, and
I think that's awesome.
It's self-care, everyone.
I definitely
tie it all together here.
Tie it all together. But, like, do you guys ever feel guilty from, like, other family members? Like, I know my mom, like, makes me feel guilty if I dress the kids in a dress in an outfit that's, like, too short for them, which my kids are very tall kids. Okay, their pants never are the right length. Her pants, I mean, I'm not even kidding, like, a pair of leggings that should fit her, because she's not even 5 yet, like, you would think 5T would fit. Nope, she's in 6T because she's so damn tall.
Whoa.
See, that, like, I can... her leggings are like capris on her, and then my mom's like, oh, it's a little chilly out, are you sure you don't want me to change her pants? And I'm like, no, mom, she's fine. And then I come back and she's like, oh, I bought some new pants for Kennedy. And I'm like, I could have bought it myself.
My mom does that all the time. And it's like, I can't believe we're complaining about the fact that
my mom buys clothes, but I'm like,
no, it's the same exact thing though. I will send my daughter over to my mom's house in nice clothes.
Yes.
And she'll come back in something completely different.
Yep.
And I'm totally like, okay, is this just grandma spoiling her, or is this grandma saying, I don't know what I'm doing?
Because no, I feel like it's so my mom watches Marin, like, she picks her up from daycare most Fridays. So last Friday, it was a little bit chillier. I didn't put Marin in a coat. Like, I know, shame, but like, she always
said, not supposed to have a coat in her car seat.
And so my mom, like, doesn't know that rule, so I gave her a blanket, and I didn't send her to daycare with the blanket inside. So my mom went and picked her up, and she was like, Emily, Marin didn't have a coat when I picked her up. Like, don't you know it's freezing outside? And
what'd
I'm like,
say?
And I'm like, well, mom, like, the heat's on in the car. Like, she has a blanket. Like,
she's outside
fine.
For 2 seconds.
So, like,
and
I
you
really
know
like
100% when you were small, like, when you were a baby, right, you went places without coats.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, you know. For sure. It's just because it's
well, like, yeah, it totally, because, like, my mom will be like, oh, they don't have a hat on. And I'm like, it's a 2 second walk to the car. They will be just fine. Like, I'm the mom here. I got it.
I think it's a natural inclination to want, they're still our parents, so they, like, want to try and parent us being parents. Like, I know, like, they mean well from it, but it's sometimes really challenging.
And they don't even mean to. Like, it's not even a, like, I'm making you feel bad about this because you should feel bad about this. It's a, like, a hidden thing where it makes you feel guilty.
Oh, it's like, maybe
no, they say something so nonchalant, like,
yeah.
Oh, did you ever think about doing it this way? And it's like, okay, you're really, like, you're, like, making it so obvious that that's how I should be doing it in your mind.
But I feel like other moms and, I mean, outside strangers do the same thing. Like, especially with, like, breastfeeding or, like, first formula. That's such a controversial topic that, like, everyone is different. Like, Kennedy was breastfed for the first 4 months, and it was the biggest fight of my life. Like, she was so all over the place with her eating. We fought because neither of us knew what the hell we were doing. And then I started on her formula, and she was the happiest baby ever.
Oh, yeah.
And I, like, we didn't look back.
I felt that from the get-go, because I, like, after having Martin, my milk just, like, was not coming in, and her blood sugars are super low. So I was like, you know, at the hospital, I'm like, I am not producing enough for her to be, like, full and to get her blood sugars regulated. And even, honestly, the nurses there, I felt, were making me feel guilty that I wasn't trying harder to breastfeed her. And it's like, yeah, no, I want her to eat whatever she's going to eat.
The nurse came in and yelled at us because I had the same thing. I went into surgery after having Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And so the nurse ended up coming in the middle, like the night shift nurse, and mm-hmm. said, you know, if you want to do formula, that's completely fine. And she was a new nurse. She was like our age. And I really didn't want to because of all the stigmas against, like, you need to.
Yeah, it makes you feel guilty that you're, like, doing whatever you think is, like, the wrong thing or not right.
No matter what you do, it's not going to be right to someone.
Yeah, exactly.
And the next day, we got the formula, a talking to by the lactation consultant. The doctor and the head nurse came in, all three of them, and talked to us about, like, how bad it was that we did that to Charlotte.
Wow.
And, like,
that is ridiculous.
That's really after hard,
surgery,
though.
Like, that's just...
It's hard. And I actually, that was something, like, I felt so guilty about that. I was very fortunate that I had a husband who was willing to, like, take the reins on this and be like,
yep.
She's exhausted. Our child's hungry. Like, well, we just want her fed. C-section,
so, like, you were already exhausted. Like, your body is healing. And, like, you just got out of surgery. Your body's healing. With Kennedy, I feel like I didn't have anybody. I mean, none of our friends were giving birth at that time. So, like,
right.
I didn't have anyone
to,
like.
Yeah, you had no one to, like, go off of
and,
or
like,
ask
I didn't,
for advice.
I didn't research it because I was so worried about everything else mm-hmm. that I'm like, oh, my gosh. I am a mom now. Like, this is this
well,
person.
And
is,
to be honest, you, as a mom, you just feel like. You hear about breastfeeding being, like, so important that you just kind of assume that it's just going
to
happen.
Yeah, like, and I just, went into it thinking it was, like, a natural thing. My body will know what to do. Well, the baby doesn't know how to do it automatically. I mean, I think people would probably fight me on that. But, like, yes, their mouth can do it, but, like, you have to learn to work together on it.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part. Yeah, so, like, I with Kennedy, we didn't have anybody to say, like, okay, now you're going to try breastfeeding. Like, here you go. Let me help.
And then you had a whole different
And then they just brought in a pump for me. And they're like, yep, we need to get that colostrum. Get your milk going. And then I was like, okay. Like, I don't know how this thing works. I don't know how to freaking put a pump on. Like,
but
what the hell
Houston,
am I doing?
With Houston, you had a completely different.
With Houston, it was completely different. He latched on perfectly the first time. And they were like, wow, look at him go. And, like, with Kennedy in the hospital, she was jaundiced a little bit. So, like, she had to get her foot pricked a million times because the bilirubin was super high. With Houston, he had, like, four poops in the hospital, and so he was totally fine to leave. So it's just
hashtag
it's totally,
boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Just so funny how that all works. But
yeah.
But everyone, like, experiences it.
Starting day one, having your child, you are put through some sort of guilt.
Yeah, I think you're going to feel guilty about something. Probably every single day, there's going to be something that you're going to feel guilty about, but I think just remembering, like, you're the mom, you're doing whatever you think is best.
It's your child, nobody else, so.
They've survived to this point, and.
So did we.
We survived, and I'm sure our parents did not do everything perfectly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
They didn't have Facebook to know what was perfect, so.
And on that note.
We thought it would be fun to play a little game called Who's Most Likely To?
To make you guys feel guilty, but who's most likely to forget their kid's birthday?
Me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Are you kidding me?
Like, neither of you two would.
Yeah.
But, like, I also wouldn't because it's the day after my favorite day of the year. Or before. So.
But would you focus more on the favorite day of the year or your kid's birthday?
Well, they're one and the same.
There you go.
There you go. All right. Who's most likely to run late to things?
Lauren.
Me.
Laura is always late.
I've been late to every single one of you.
Honestly,
that's where I'm at with
things. Think you guys.
I think I take the most time to get ready, which makes me late for things, but I'm actually really good about
being on time. I think you've actually come
a
long way.
Yeah, I feel like you're
I think I'm reverting back to, like, high school.
Oh, high school was awful. I was late every single day.
Yeah. It's better to be late than early. Yeah, nobody wants you to be early. They're still getting ready for. I don't want you to ever be early to my house.
Oh, but I'll just hang out
back here right
now. I'll just hang out with you.
No, because I'm running around getting stuff ready because I'm probably running late. No, I have friends that say that. Well, I'm just here to hang out with you a little bit beforehand. I'm like, I am not hanging out.
See,
I am
I usually like
the
to go early
still.
To like baby showers or like wedding showers. I'm like, can I help you set up? Like,
no, you can't.
Shoot.
All right,
that's what I do.
Yeah,
I can't help it. Who's most likely to embarrass themselves in front of strangers?
Emily.
Me.
No doubt about that. All right. Who's most likely to embarrass their kids?
Me. Like, have you seen me do
head?
All right. Who's most likely to be the cool mom?
None of us are that cool. None of us. I don't know. I'm, like, looking at Lauren.
Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren.
Are you the cool mom? I mean, I'll take it. I'm not going to argue that.
You're probably going to be the most, like, laid-back mom.
I mean, because your mom was definitely the most laid-back, too, and I feel like maybe you'll just take
and
that
And I already
after your mom.
See myself going, like I'm going to be scary as a teenage mother.
So like, that as answers a mother the next teenagers. Question. Who's going to be the most strict mom?
Emily.
Really?
Yeah, I think you would be.
I think me.
I think Laura.
Because I did everything that a child could ever think of when I was a child.
Yeah. I think I was just, like, goody two-shoes as a child. I don't think I was necessarily,
You won't even assume that your, like, daughter is going out and having a sleepover. And I'm going to be like, she's sneaking out, she's smoking cigarettes, and she's doing all of the things. Like, yeah, literally. Yeah.
See, I feel like Emily would be, like, the... I feel like... I don't know.
No, Emily's like going to be laid back, I think. Like, her and Trevor together.
To be honest...
I think Trevor would be more strict.
Actually, yes.
I totally think Trevor would
to be honest, strict. Though, I think if I wasn't with Trevor, you would be right. But I think Trevor totally mellows me out in a way that, like, I normally wouldn't be. Which is like, fair. On my own. Yeah.
Yeah, poor Charlotte.
Waylon and you are just going to...
She has no idea what's coming for her.
The hard-ass parent. I feel like when you're a girl also, it's like, it just is a little... Like, you're a little more, like, apprehensive about just, like...
I feel like Josh is so laid back that he's just not even going to care. Like, he's not even going to worry.
Oh, wait till she's, like, seeing boys.
Oh, God, I don't even want to talk about that.
I know.
All right, who's going to know all the lip hango... the lingo and use it when our kids get older.
Well, not me. I'm gonna...
Is it gonna be me?
No.
I don't think it's gonna be me.
No.
No.
I think it's Laura.
Lauren's gonna try. Be like, so, hey.
Again, you're like the cool mom, but I don't know that you're like gonna be the most hip. I feel...
You're cool, I'm hip. Don't know what the difference is, but...
Okay.
Or you, Emily.
No. Who is most likely to be the helicopter parent?
Trevor. I don't think any of us are really helicopter parents.
Mm-mm,
no, I think it would be Trevor.
Poor honey. How about who's most likely to get arrested? Well,
as a mom?
Yeah.
Just like in general, because Laura. What? Been there, done that.
I've never gotten arrested. I've never been arrested. I've been brought to the hospital
by the police.
Never have I ever
not
been
as
arrested.
A mom, to clarify.
And I've never been arrested. Well, they felt bad for me, and so they just brought me where they thought I needed to go.
Fair enough. I mean, if it was based on like speeding tickets, I would probably be arrested. But
who is most likely to use the curse word in front of their kid's teacher?
Lauren.
Oh, for sure, me.
Yeah. No way, Jose.
I swear, like a freaking sailor, man.
How about make an inappropriate joke?
Would it be me again?
Yeah, sorry, but yes.
Because I get all of them from Josh. Josh is the most inappropriate jokes ever.
This is a good one. Who's most likely to lose their temper?
I feel like it would be me again.
I would say me.
Really?
Yeah, it's me!
I think I would actually go with Lauren.
Really?
I don't know.
Interesting.
But I feel like you would lose your temper, and I don't think you would, like, you might, like, sound angry, but I don't know that you would actually be, like, pissed off.
See, I don't like it when people don't listen to me, and my kids are notorious for not listening to me, so that's when I snap.
Like, lose their temper in general would be me, because Leland and I yell at each other every day, but for their kids, you.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Who's most likely to stay calm during an emergency?
Emily.
Would you?
100% Emily.
I'm a nurse. Come on.
That and
yeah,
Emily.
Yeah, that's
kidding.
True.
I'm just kidding. Okay. Not that it says anything. All right.
Who's going to survive a zombie apocalypse?
Ooh.
I would. Josh is all zombies.
Actually,
all
Lauren's like very like badass mom. Because yeah, she like builds shit.
She tiled her shower.
Yeah. Survival skills. Who's most likely to not fold their laundry for a week?
Hello. I have laundry sitting upstairs. That's been...
But
sitting.
Whoever, but like really weeks. Though, does anyone like doing that?
I hate folding laundry.
Yeah.
I have to fold it on my washer or else it will never
If it's in my room, really? It will be put away and stuff. But
if I bring it upstairs, it's game over.
If it's in my laundry room, I might let it sit for a little bit.
Like, how long is a little bit? A couple hours?
No, like a couple days. To be honest, I hate doing it. Mm. I'll do the laundry quick, but I hate putting laundry away.
Oh, I hate putting laundry away. It'll sit in my basket for... I have two baskets upstairs of just Josh's.
Ooh, this is a fun one.
That's my, like, quiet time, though, is, like, I'm like, okay, Leland, I'm doing laundry, so you need to, like, leave me alone, and then I
After I do it, I feel so much better.
Yeah.
But I hate like going to start it and then being
interrupted. I also hate it because I think Trevor produces like a massive amount of laundry.
So does Josh. I don't get it. Like, we're the girls. We're supposed to have way more laundry.
They don't do the laundry, so that's why.
Oh, well, Leland swears he does the laundry because he puts the clothes into the washer. And then he's like, I did the laundry this week. I'm like,
now here's another question to that. Does he put it into the hamper?
Okay, we have a laundry chute. And they don't.
So do we, but we don't use it.
I use mine. Okay, we have a color. It's sorted by colors. Like, there's like a white colored darks.
In the chute?
Yes.
Shut up.
Oh. Leland can't make his clothes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's cool.
Goals. But, I mean, I don't separate my laundry.
I mean, my dad built it for us. So.
But I'm not too lazy for that.
I used to.
That is literally
I used to,
in
too,
our
and
mess.
I was like, this doesn't even make a difference.
Yeah. Oh, my mom's giving me a couple talking to's about
so
that.
So is my mom, but I'm like, whatever. Same. It ends up being the same.
I mean, when my mom comes over on Fridays and does my laundry.
It might not smell the same as my mom's because my mom is like a laundry genie. Josh can't make it to the end of the bed where all of our dirty clothes are. So.
I mean.
Leland takes his clothes off and throws them on my side of the bed. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And he'll be like in bed and I'll like still be like doing stuff and I'll come in and like his dirty clothes are on my side of the bed. I'm like, oh. Explain to me your like rationale here. Like how did you think that I was not going to look at this and get like 100% pissed?
Oh, by the time it's like time for me to do laundry, like Trevor's whole wardrobe is on the side of his bed.
Yeah,
like, and I really have to refrain from like not being like hysterical.
See, Josh is the type of guy where he'll take something off and then put it on the dresser, and he's like, "I'll
rewear
that."
Tomorrow.
And then like a week goes by, and I'm like, "So you're gonna rewear this, huh?"
So that's a thing because Leland is the same thing.
Yeah,
and he's like, sure "It'll be on the dresser." Mm-hmm. And then I wait, and I wait, and I wait.
Yeah, and then you wait. And then he'll clean. No, and then he'll, like, do me the favor of, like, cleaning up the room. Appreciate it. But then he'll pile all of that clothes that he wore and was gonna wear again at the end of the bed. And then I'm like, I have 4 loads of laundry now. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, because it sits long enough where you're like, well, now it is dirty because it's been mixed with your dirty, like, things.
Yeah. And it's dirty because you wore it once.
Okay, like, but if it's been like sometimes it's like you put this shirt on for a half hour and now it's dirty clothes. I don't believe that's dirty.
Oh my god, we could have a whole episode on laundry.
Okay, yeah, apparently.
Okay. Who's most likely to know the answers on Jeopardy? Laura.
Yeah,
thank
Laura.
You.
I think you're the smartest
really?
Of all of us. To be
I don't
honest.
Know. I'm.
I feel like you're the most book smart for
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Wow, guys, that's wow.
All right, who's most likely to check themselves out when walking past a mirror?
Lauren.
I'm not even going to deny that one.
It's okay.
All right, who's going to shop in the clearance section?
Me.
I love clearance.
Yeah, I was going to say Lauren.
I, like, grew up bargain shopping.
You grew up that way, but I feel like you have
a
knack
more,
for the finer things.
Yeah. I'm, like, I'm going to
Lauren's good at bargain shopping. Out. Yeah.
Yeah, but she finds, like, the best.
Yeah, she's good at bargain shopping. I can't bargain shop because I'm just, like,
yeah.
I don't want to sift through all this rubbish.
No, I don't like because I appreciate your
bargain. Is that even a word?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
It's a Harry Potter word.
See, I should not answer the Jeopardy questions.
No, you're a good bargain shopper.
Well, thanks.
Who is most likely to go the longest without their phone?
Laura.
Really?
Yeah. No. I mean, you deleted Instagram and Facebook.
I mean,
you
would say you? No. I don't think I'm good at it at all. Fully
I'm
admit
awful
it.
At it. I mean, I always have my
I would probably say, I don't know.
I would say you, because you even deleted Instagram and
But then she got Facebook. It the next day.
No, I don't have it. I had to re-download it just now to look up someone.
See, like, and that, I feel like that takes up all my time. It's like, I'm constantly refreshing that.
Delete
which
it.
I
suppose, at least if you delete it. Who's most likely to know all the words to a Disney movie?
Lauren.
Me, for sure. I
yeah,
am such a
like,
Disney
you
fanatic.
Yeah, because you sing the songs and, like we watch them,
I
but
like
you
to think of myself,
them.
Like, okay, I feel like I'm a decent singer. I feel like my forte is Disney songs.
My forte.
Who's going to give their kids cereal for dinner?
I think all of us.
I have before, so.
I like cereal for dinner. What's wrong with that?
My mom ate cereal for dinner. It was like one of her favorite meals.
When I got home, Josh had said that Kennedy ate dinner already, and I was like, okay, I don't really want to make anything, so do you want to just have cereal for dinner?
So tonight?
We were going to, and then Josh was like, I'll just go to McDonald's. So.
Winning.
Winning.
We hope you enjoyed getting to know us a little better. Find us on Instagram at the Listen to Your Mom Podcast.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
Thanks for listening. Now,
go listen to your mom.